Today we're building a resample jungle effects chain in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Make your drop feel like it's being pulled backward for a split second before it slams forward again. That rewind energy is huge in jungle, rollers, darker drum and bass, and neuro-influenced edits, because the impact doesn't come from just having a bigger bass sound. It comes from contrast, timing, and controlled chaos. So the mindset for this lesson is not design the perfect sound and leave it live forever. It's capture the most dangerous moment, then turn it into playable audio. We're going to print movement, chop it, warp it, reverse it, and rebuild it into a drop tool that feels custom every time. Start with a clean 8-bar loop around 172 to 174 BPM. Keep it simple enough to resample well. You want a break or layered break edit, a solid sub line, a mid bass or res layer with some motion, and maybe one or two sparse FX hits if the section needs them. The important part is that the sub stays disciplined. In this style, the sub is the anchor, the chaos live in the mid-range and the transition FX. If you're splitting the bass conceptually, think of it like this. Your sub lane is pure and mono, maybe a sign from operator or simpler, and your mid lane is where you let the movement happen. That could be detuned saws, FM texture, filtered noise, or a res with automation. You're not trying to finish the mix here. You're trying to create something with enough energy to print. Now create a dedicated resample bus. You can set up a track called FX Resample and feed it from your bass group, or use resampling if you want to capture more of the full output. For more control, I'd keep the drum bus separate so you decide how much break bleed makes it into the print. On that FX bus, put a pre-print chain in place. A good starting point is auto filter, saturator, echo, then utility. The filter is there to shape the tension, the saturator adds edge, the echo gives you tail movement, and utility helps you control width. Keep the low end tighter than you think. You can always widen the top later, but you don't want the resample fighting the sub. For the filter, try a low pass in a 180 to 400Hz range when you want the phrase to feel closed in, or a band pass around 300Hz to 2.5 kHz if you want it to speak more in the mids. Saturator can be subtle, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. Echo should stay short and dark, something like 1/8 or 1/16 with low feedback. Utility width can sit anywhere from mono up to moderate width, depending on how much stereo movement you want in the FX layer. Now write a bass phrase that leaves room for the rewind gesture. This is important. If every beat is packed, there's nowhere for the drop to breathe. A good DNB phrase often has one strong downbeat, a syncopated answer, a small gap, and then a final note or turnaround that feels like it could be torn apart later. That unfinished feeling is exactly what makes the rewind hit. For the sub, keep it short, clean, and focused. For the mid layer, add just enough motion to create printable change. Maybe automate a cutoff sweep, add a little resonance, or let the wavitable shift in a way that sounds exciting but not finished. You want the printed result to feel like raw footage, not the final edit. Now arm the resample track and record the transition. Don't just capture the drop itself. Capture the last two bars before the drop, the first bar of the drop, and if possible, a couple of different passes. This is one of the biggest pro moves here. Print more than one version. Tiny differences in automation and performance often give you the best material. One pass may be tighter, another dirtier, another more exaggerated. Keep them all until you know what works. Once you've recorded, comp the best bits into a single audio clip. This is where the sound becomes editable in a way MIDI never can. Now you can reverse sections, warp to the grid, slice transients, and accidentally discover textures you'd never program directly. Open the clip in clip view and choose a warp mode intentionally. Complex Pro is great for fuller bass-heavy resamples. Beats works well if the material is more transient and break-like. Texture can be useful if you want a smeared or grainier transition. The main thing is not to over-warp the life out of it. Jungle-style audio needs punch. Check the transient shape after warping and make sure the attack still lands where you want it. Now find the last strong bass hit and slice the clip right before the impact. Try reversing the tail, or even reversing the whole phrase. Then add a tiny fade so it doesn't click unless you want that click as part of the aesthetic. That little reverse move is where the rewind illusion starts to feel real. A classic technique is to duplicate a one-bar phrase. Reverse the duplicate, high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz, and let the original sub stay separate and mono. That way the reverse gesture gives you motion without messing with the low-end foundation. This is one of the key rules in heavy DNB. The FX can go wild, but the sub has to remain calm and readable. Now take the printed audio and reprocess it into a playable FX bass layer. Put it on a new audio track and build a second chain with something like Redux, Saturator or Roar if you have it, Auto Filter, Gate or Drum Bus, and maybe Echo for tail throws or a dubby recoil. The goal here is not just destruction, it's controlled destruction. Redux can add digital bite if you reduce the sample rate subtly. Drum Bus can tighten and thicken the sound, but be careful not to flood the low end if the sub is still present elsewhere. Auto Filter can automate the build and release feel, and Gate can create that rhythmic open-close effect that makes the resample feel like it's breathing with the groove. If the resample is too full range, split it into layers. You can have a mid-effects layer that carries the body and a top-effects layer that handles the grit, hiss, and motion. Often the low-effects layer is better left empty, because the real low end is already coming from the sub. That separation is what keeps the mix powerful instead of muddy. Now let's turn this into the actual rewind moment. In the arrangement, place the rewind chain at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar section. Think of it like this. The track builds for several bars, then bar 8 becomes the teardown, and the next bar is the re-entry. You want the listener to feel like the floor drops out for less than a bar, then the groove comes back with more force. This is where contrast does all the work. Thin the drums just before the rewind. Pull out a layer, narrow the stereo image briefly, maybe leave one short pocket of silence or near silence before the drop. That empty space is gold. If every moment is full, the rewind won't feel dramatic. You can also create a more convincing jungle feeling by using a break-fill bridge between the rewind and the drop. Even a tiny ghost note pickup, a reverse cymbal, or a short kick leading can make the first downbeat feel much heavier. The listener's ear needs a reset, and that little bridge gives it to them. For the actual rewind gesture, build something like a clean filtered bass hit, then a smeared echo tail, then a hard clipped stop, then a reverse burst. That alternating between controlled and unstable is what makes the movement exciting. It's not just an effect, it's a tiny story. If you want to push it further, make a dual print setup. Print one version that's mostly dry and rhythmic, and another that's more distorted, more delayed, or more atmospheric. Then layer them like foreground and background. The clean version gives you readability, and the wet version gives you danger. That combination usually sounds bigger than one overcooked clip. You can also do micro rewinds. You do not always need a full bar reversal. Sometimes a quarter bar or even an eighth bar snippet is enough to create that stutter back feeling before the snare hits. Those tiny reverses are great as pre-snare pickups or little fake-out moments. Once the resample is working, clean up the low end aggressively. Use utility to mono everything below roughly 100 to 140 Hz. Check phase if multiple bass layers are active. Use EQ8 to carve out mud around 180 to 350 Hz if the print feels boxy, and tame any harshness around 2.5 to 6 kHz if the distortion gets spitty. Do a mono check on the whole drop. If the rewind vanishes in mono, simplify it. In club music, translation matters more than an exaggerated stereo trick. A great rewind that survives mono is worth more than a flashy one that disappears. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't print too much sub into the resample. Keep the sub separate. Don't use reverses without a rhythmic anchor. Even chaotic jungle effects still need to feel grid-aware. Don't overprocess before resampling. It's better to capture earlier and destroy later. And don't let the FX chain mask the bassline. The resample should support the drop, not become the whole identity of it. If you want this darker and heavier, bandpass the resample so it lives in the mids and leaves room for the sub to hit harder when it returns. Push filter resonance slightly before the stop, then snap it shut for a pressure release effect. Dirty the upper mids, not the sub. And if you really want that classic answer and reply feel, bounce a short echo tail and place it a beat later as a response phrase. Here's a quick practice version you can do in about 15 minutes. Build a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM with a break, a sub, and a res. Create a resample bus with auto filter, saturator, and echo. Automate the filter tighter over the last 2 bars. Record one pass into audio, duplicate it, reverse one copy, high pass it around 150 Hz, then chop a 1-bar rewind gesture from the best tail. Reinsert that chop into the last bar before the drop, and mute the bass for half a beat before the re-entry. Then listen back and ask yourself 3 things. Does the rewind feel rhythmic? Does the sub stay clean? And does the drop land harder after the stop? So the big takeaway is this. Resample your bass and FX to turn movement into editable audio. Keep the real sub separate and use filtering, saturation, echo, chopping, and reversal to create rewind-worthy tension. Arrange the rewind as a contrast event right before the drop, protect mono compatibility, and your drop will hit with that custom, dangerous, rewind bait energy that feels straight out of serious jungle and dark DNB.